The Volkswagen Group's decision to cheat on diesel emissions tests means Oregon and Washington are in line for a big payday. The states plan to turn millions of dollars from the company's settlement into cleaner air by replacing dirty old diesel engines. But some say the money presents a golden opportunity not just to upgrade some old trucks, buses, and construction equipment, but to start phasing them out altogether. For EarthFix, Cassandra Profita reports.
Brian, start up 107.
Gary Holland of Northeast Southwest Trucking is showing off one of his new diesel trucks. He says you might not hear the difference between this truck and the dirty old one across the lot, but you can definitely see it.
A lot of the older trucks will have like a gray type smoke coming from them. And it's like this cloud that you see. And it's like, wow.
By tapping some clean diesel grant money, Holland paid half price to replace four of his old diesel trucks with new ones.
When this came up, we're like, well, at least we won't have a cloud.
Thanks to the Volkswagen settlement, Oregon and Washington will have nearly $200 million to spend on replacing old diesel engines. It's enough to eliminate the gray clouds coming from thousands of trucks. And that's good news because the soot that makes that cloud is toxic, according to Kevin Downing. He's the clean diesel coordinator for the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality.
So diesel exhaust is actually a known human carcinogen. This is in the lung or bladder cancers.
Studies have also linked diesel pollution to asthma, heart disease and heart attacks, autism, and impaired brain development.
So that it affects basically all the systems in the body.
Essentially, the particles in diesel exhaust are so small that they weasel their way past the body's natural defenses, and they bring other toxins with them.
And so they penetrate deep into the lungs, and they are in fact a particle, but they act like a gas at that size. So they're capable of actually moving through the lung into the body.
For years, Timber Jim Serrell led cheers like this for Portland's professional soccer team. But his day job trimming trees for utilities put him working alongside diesel trucks and wood chippers day in, day out.
It was very acrid, you know, being in that stream of exhaust. And I had no clue that it was really a problem.
Then he was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
So I started doing my research. Wanted to know, why did this happen to me, you know?
Doctors removed a tumor right next to his bladder. He suspects diesel exposure is to blame.
I asked my doctor to retrieve all my tissue and have it analyzed, and they did, but there's nothing that can say diesel exhaust did this.
He went back to work, but he refused to use diesel equipment. He's now cancer-free.
But there's a sticker on the side of my chipper that I just ignored forever, and it says, this machine is known to cause reproductive harm or cancer in the state of California. So they outlawed all those machines in California. Guess where they came? Oregon.
Newer diesel engines filter out almost all of the toxic soot before it leaves the tailpipe. That's why California has already started banning older engines. But right now, there's nothing to keep those engines from migrating into Oregon and Washington.
One of the things that we want to do right away is stop firms from adding older engines to their fleets.
Oregon State Senator Michael Dembro says the Volkswagen settlement money will only address a fraction of the diesel problem. The Portland Democrat wants the legislature to use the money as part of a plan to phase out older engines entirely.
If you buy a truck that's post-2007, all of those risks related to heart disease and cancer, etc., just plummet. That is great. It means we have the solution in front of us.
His bill banks on using Volkswagen money to help replace old engines. But it also looks to raise more money for upgrades through state construction contracts. But the trucking industry is wary, given the six-figure price tag of new diesel engines. And construction businesses are outright opposed to following California's lead. The bill aims to set a deadline for phasing out older engines. Dembo says as it moves through the legislature, lawmakers will have to pick a date that gives businesses enough time to adapt. I'm Cassandra Profita, reporting.